Demonstration of several milestones in the development of systems for text-to-speech conversion. Part A. Development of speech synthesizers. 1. The Voter of Homer Dudley, 1939.
Will you please make the voter say for our Eastern listeners, good evening, radio audience.
Good evening, radio audience.
And now for our Western listeners, say good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
2. The Pattern Playback, designed by Franklin Cooper, 1951.
These days, a jam lake is a rare dish. It's easy to tell the depth of a well. 4 hours of steady work faced us.
3. Pat, the Parametric Artificial Talker, of Walter Lawrence, 1953.
What did you say before that? Tea or coffee?
4. The UVA Cascade Format Synthesizer of Gunnar Font, 1953.
How are you? I love you.
5. Copying a natural sentence using Walter Lawrence's PAT Format Synthesizer, 1962.
Welcome to the Stockholm Speech Communication Seminar.
6. Copying the same sentence using the second generation of Gunnar Font's UVA Cascade Format Synthesizer, 1962.
Welcome to the Stockholm Speech Communication Seminar.
7. Comparison of synthesis and a natural sentence using UVA 2 by John Holmes, 1961.
I enjoy the simple life. I enjoy the simple life.
He knows just what he wants. He knows just what he wants.
8. Comparison of synthesis and a natural sentence. John Holmes using his Parallel Format Synthesizer, 1973.
I enjoy the simple life, as long as there's plenty of comfort. I enjoy the simple life, as long as there's plenty of comfort.
9. Attempt to scale a DeckTalk male voice to make it sound female.
I am the standard male voice, perfect all.
This is the result of trying to imitate a female voice by increasing the pitch, reducing the head size, and lengthening the open quotient.
10. Comparison of synthesis and a natural sentence. Female voice. Dennis Klatt, 1987.
The leaves had been raked into piles. The leaves had been raked into piles. Ah.
11. The Devo Articulatory Synthesizer developed by George Rosen at MIT,
1958. When we know our ABC.
12. Sentences produced by an articulatory model. James Flanagan and Kenzo Ishizaka, 1976.
She saw the house. This is the test.
13. Linear prediction analysis and resynthesis of speech at a low bitrate in the Texas Instruments Speak and Spell Toy. Richard Wiggins, 1980.
Now spell one as in one word. O-N-E. Correct. Next spell Earth.
14. Comparison of synthesis and a natural recording. Automatic analysis resynthesis using multipulse linear prediction. Bishnu et al., 1982.
Where is Dennis sitting? Where is Dennis sitting?
This field of beets is ripe and ready. This field of beets is ripe and ready.
Part B. Segmental synthesis by rule. 15. Creation of a sentence from rules in the head of Pierre Delattre using the Haskins pattern playback, 1959.
I printed this by rule without looking at a spectrogram.
Can you understand it?
16. Output from the first computer-based phonemic synthesis by rule program, created by John Kelly and Louis Gerstmann, 1961.
To be or not to be? That is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing, end them.
17. Elegant Rule Program for British English by John Holmes, Ignatius Mattingly, and John Sherm, 1964.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. It was the last thing I expected to find there. Did you come by motor car? I'm going home now.
18. Format Synthesis Using Diphone Concatenation by Rex Dixon and David Maxey, 1968.
The number you dialed, ME15280, has been changed. The new number is PA61347. This is a recording.
19. Rules to Control a Low Dimensionality Articulatory Model by Cecil Coker, 1968.
This is the computer program speaking. You are listening to the voice of a machine. The number you have reached, 464107, has been changed.